South Korea looks to tap into the African continent's rich mineral resources and potential as a vast export market. South Korea is one of the world's largest energy buyers. South Korea, which imports about 95% of its industrial minerals last year. And South Korea imported this industrial mineral from China mostly. So if South Korea can diversify the mineral source to Africa, that would be a great opportunity for South Korea, especially because South Korea is a leading semiconductor producer, home to many companies that produces chips. So South Korea really needs this mineral import. And that is one of the agreements also made between South Korea and the African leaders for the sustainable supply chain of mineral goods.
Is President Yoon asking the African heads of state to get involved politically at all and take South Korea's side?
Yes, in fact, Yoon Suk-yeol, President Yoon Suk-yeol actually said this explicitly when he met with the African leaders. He asked the African countries to take firmer steps in international pressure against North Korea. So far, South Korea has only been focusing on big powers like China, United States, and Russia to exert pressure against North Korea. But South Korea has recently realized the importance of other countries as well. And South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's goal is to become the global pivotal state, meaning that it wants to play a global role and, you know, be friend with other countries as well and not just big powers. And especially Africa, because there are so many countries, 55 countries on the continent, and that takes up about a quarter of 193 members of the United Nations. And that all translates into votes. So when you're at United Nations, you want to come up with new resolutions against North Korea, and South African countries can play a big role in its voting power.
What about these Korean investments in Africa? Does South Korea already have quite a few companies operating in some African nations? And if so, where might these places be?
According to South Korea's International Trade Association, from 2000 to 2023, there were some 691 new Korean companies established in Africa and invested some $5.8 billion. Of course, that's only a handful if you consider there are 55 countries in Africa. So that's why South Korea looks to establish more companies in Africa and have more trade relations there. In the most recent 5 years, from 2019 to 2023, South Korean companies invested mainly in mining and manufacturing in African countries such as Madagascar, Liberia, and Egypt.